Command number 112. Don't separate what God has joined. What therefore God has joined together, let not man put asunder. Mark 10:9. It will be unpopular in this time when obedience to the marital commandments of Scripture has grown so lax within Christendom to read this command from the mouth of Jesus as strictly forbidding divorce. But there is no other way to read it. Those who would excuse it or explain it away are simply toying with the commands of Jesus. It is true that in the same passage, Jesus explained that divorce was permitted by Old Testament law. But make no mistake, there was only one reason God allowed it, for hardness of heart. Divorce, all divorce, is clearly and unambiguously contrary to the intent of God. Now let the arguments rage, let justifications begin. Let condemnation of the above words rail, let legalistic interpretations be debated about when divorce is permitted in Scripture. But how else are we to interpret these direct words from Jesus' mouth? Don't separate what God has joined. We are either serious about the commands or we are not. If we want to find reasons why, in such and such a case, we do not have to heed one or another of the commands, they are found easily enough. So discussion and debate will continue. Whether adultery invalidates marriage and makes divorce allowable, whether it matters which party commits adultery and which party is free to remarry, whether such a thing as spiritual adultery constitutes grounds for divorce, whether abuse can be found in Scripture as providing justification for divorce, whether separation without divorce is the more scriptural solution to an intolerable or dangerous marriage situation, whether remarriage is ever permitted, except in the case of the death of a husband or wife, whether a marriage viewed in retrospect as not ordained by God is governed by the same rules, or does it qualify for divorce under different circumstances? These and a host of other complexities will make divorce and remarriage heatedly contentious among Christians, probably forever. Everyone has to weigh the factors, the scriptural evidence, and the words of Jesus, and decide for themselves how they are going to live their lives before a watching world. But when all is said and done, Jesus' words are still staring us in the face, demanding nothing more nor less than the obedience of all men and women who claim to be his followers. For your hardness of heart, he wrote you this commandment. But from the beginning of creation, God made them male and female, and the two shall become one. So they are no longer two, but one. What therefore God has joined together, let not man put asunder. May God give his church the wisdom and humility to take obedience to his word seriously, knowing that the world is basing its response to the fatherhood of God on the visible obedience of its adherents to the commands of Jesus. The following is an excerpt from George MacDonald's Unspoken Sermons, second series, The Hardness of the Way. Our Lord was not in the habit of explaining away his hard words. He let them stand in all the glory of the burning fire wherewith they would purge us. Where their simplicity finds corresponding simplicity, they are understood. God, bring to my remembrance this day the command of Jesus not to separate what God has joined. In all things, especially those that touch my life most closely, whether this command or some other, brings me face to face with the mirror of my own self-deception when I try to explain away some one or another of the commands in order to justify my own disobedience, drive me to my knees. Show me the way forward, through repentance, into the truth in which you would have me live. Thus, Heavenly Father, by my willingness to face my own sin, may I be an instrument in my small corner of the world for the ultimate salvation of mankind. Amen. From the Commands by Michael Phillips, read by Michael Kimball. More information on this and similar writings may be found at fatheroftheinklings.com. Visit Amazon to purchase The Commands and other books by Michael Phillips.